Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. I'm your host, Rose Jimenez, Reiki Shihan, and I would like to thank the founders of the Seika Network for giving me this wonderful opportunity to bring this show to the public where we will be talking about Reiki and all things surrounding Reiki, its discovery roots, practice, and all other alternative modalities that can be combined with Reiki. Reiki is a blessing, an instantaneously conferred sacred potential for healing, protection, and personal and spiritual development. Reiki is a universal life force energy, an intelligent energy of love and wholeness. It understands the cause of problems and what healing is necessary. The Reiki energy has a wisdom of its own, healing and balancing all aspects of a person's mind, body, emotions, and spirit. For more information, please visit my website, www.violetrosereiki.com. You can also send an email to me at rose@violetrosereiki.com. You can find me on Facebook under Violet Rose Reiki. I'm also on Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, WordPress, and a bunch of other social media. Also on Facebook, I have a page called Reiki Ward, which was formed to provide free Reiki distance healing. Free Reiki distance healing for humans and animals all over the world. If you just in Facebook type in Reiki Ward page, it should come up. Reiki Ward does 2 to 3 rounds of healing every day at a minimum, and we also place your requests for healing on our healing crystal grid for 24/7 energy work and healing. If you'd like to call in tonight, the number here in studio is 347-677-0699. The question could be about Reiki, energy healing, whatever you want to know. I will try and help you get the answer to. I'd also like to thank the many, many Reiki practitioners who work and are always there volunteering their time graciously to help out on Reiki Ward. It's a wonderful place. We're doing wonderful things. We're coming up upon our 3-year anniversary soon, and it's been wonderful. Tonight's topic is going to be Reiki and Feng Shui. Now, a lot of people might not think about combining those two practices. However, they're both energy related, and they are both beneficial to balance in your life. And if what you're looking for, what you should be looking for, is balance, because everything is balance, I think you're going to find tonight's show very, very interesting. First off, as I said at the outset, Reiki is a blessing, and it is an instantaneously conferred sacred potential for healing, protection, personal, and spiritual development. All of these things that Reiki is are a combination of practice that helps us to develop ourselves both spiritually and personally. If you develop yourself spiritually and personally, you will find balance, and in balance, you will find that you are whole. Now, feng shui is a practice and a science developed over 3,000 years ago in China. It's a complex body of knowledge that reveals how to balance the energies of any given space to assure health and good fortune for the people inhabiting it. It could also be said that it assures balance in all things, in the living space. Feng means wind, and shui means water. In Chinese culture, wind and water are associated with good health, thus good feng shui came to mean good fortune, while bad feng shui means bad luck or misfortune. Feng shui is based on the Taoist vision and also shamanic tradition, an understanding of nature, particularly on the idea that the land is alive and filled with qi or energy. The focus of qi or ki, as we say in Reiki, is what this is all about. The ancient Chinese believed that specific land's energy could either make or break the kingdom, so to speak. The theories of yin and yang, as well as the five feng shui elements, are some of the basic aspects of feng shui analysis that come from Taoism. Also, elemental energy manipulation could also be used to describe Reiki or feng shui, because that is the power to manipulate elemental energy, also known as life force manipulation, also known as energy manipulation, also known as elemental energy manipulation. Users can create, using this, shape and manipulate this elemental energy, the force created by the natural elemental forces, which are air, earth, fire, and water, by using life force energy or energy from an external force. Generally, there are several levels of elemental power. The ancient Greeks had either four classic elements, fire, water, air, and earth. Asian systems use wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. Also, there's an Egyptian energy manipulation, which raises the elemental earth energy and combines with elemental heaven, which is air energy, the powerful energies that exist in the air all around us. This energy is also known as spirit or source energy. This kind of training develops sensitivity. Learning to become sensitive to and aware of the incredible, powerful energy surrounding all of us helps us in order to find balance and maintain this balance. Now, the main tools, how one gets started with feng shui. The main tools used in feng shui are the compass and the bagua. The Feng Shui Energy Map, or Bagua, is an octagonal grid containing the symbols of the I Ching. The ancient oracle on which Feng Shui is based. Knowing the Bagua of your home will help you understand the connection of specific Feng Shui areas of your home to specific areas of your life. How to apply the Bagua of your home or office. The Feng Shui compass, also called Luo Pan, is used to access deeper information about a site or building. It consists of bands of concentric rings around the magnetic needle. Luo means everything and Pan means bowl, which can be interpreted as a bowl that contains all the mysteries of the universe. How to take the compass reading. Feng Shui offers a variety of cures to improve your life, from the Feng Shui of aquariums to attract prosperity, to the Feng Shui use of crystals and fountains, from the right Feng Shui use of colors to the Feng Shui use of clocks. There are many ways you can improve the energy in your home or office with solid good Feng Shui. It's also important to understand that there are several different schools of feng shui, as well as strongly culturally specific symbolic aspects of feng shui that you have to use intelligently. Once you master the basic level of feng shui, you will start seeing powerful results. You will also understand why feng shui is extensively used in both homes and offices all over the world. Another good point is shamanism, as we said earlier, feng shui is based on the Taoist vision and shamanic tradition. Shamanism is the beginning of science. And we can also associate the Bagua with the medicine wheel used by Native Americans. Now, let's look at these four elements: air, earth, fire, water. These are the four basic elements which are known and called sometimes temperaments. Understanding what each element represents helps us evaluate where our individual strengths and weaknesses are. Healers have found that focusing on the elements can often be helpful when seeking what course of treatments would be best addressing our problems. Air represents intellect, mental intention, and connection to universal life force. Earth represents grounding, foundation of life, substance, connection to one's life path and family roots. Fire represents energy, a tool for transformation, connection to personal power and inner strength. And water represents emotional release, intuition, and inner reflection. We're surrounded by the four classical elements, air, earth, fire, and water, within our environment. They are represented by the wind in our skies, terra firma, warmth from sun rays, and a variety of watery resources, such as seas, rivers, lakes, creeks, and ponds. There are many healing traditions and religions which incorporate elements in their practices. The four suits in the tarot represent the four elements. The medicine wheel is an example of Native Americans recognizing the four elements. Pagans honor the classical elements along with a fifth, in that represents the spirit or the self. Taking pampering soaks in a tub, walking in the rain, and skinny dipping in the ocean are some favorite indulgences when the feeling to re-energize oneself comes to mind. Water is a spiritual connection and basically is true for almost everyone. Feng Shui has a five-element system: wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. A lot of people don't realize that metal is also an element and comes into play there. Reiki and Feng Shui are two very different but very complementary practices which can be used to improve one's situation: physical, emotional, spiritual, energetic. While these two practices are different, there are several aspects of both which overlap, and when combined and coordinated, these aspects can work together to bring balance, harmony, peace, and or prosperity to a person's life. And we're going to take a short break, and we will be right back with more on Reiki and Feng Shui.
You're listening to Violet Reiki Radio on the Seika Network through blogtalkradio.com with your host, Reiki Shihan Rose Jimenez, your source for all things Reiki in love, light, and healing.
Hi there, and we are back. All right, let's discuss color therapy. Both Reiki and Feng Shui use color to promote healing, well-being, and growth. Reiki concentrates on using the colors of the chakras, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and purple, to help balance an individual's energy flow through their physical body. Their auras and their ethereal presence, while Feng Shui uses the colors of the elements to balance the energy in a space around a person and to help balance the elements associated with a person's Chinese birth time. By coordinating these two color systems, a practitioner can increase the power of the color's healing properties and prevent conflicts which may cause more difficulties than any changes would resolve. One simple way of using color is to carry a multicolored scarf or wear a multicolored piece of jewelry. If you avoid surrounding yourself with one color, you can prevent imbalances from developing. Objects. Including objects to balance the elements in the environment is a fundamental part of Feng Shui. And using Reiki to attune those objects can increase their effectiveness or charge those objects. For example, if an individual isn't grounding, adding earth tone pillows or art, pottery or stones to a room and charging those objects with Reiki to enhance their grounding properties can make them more effective. Further, using a Reiki-charged healing stone like hematite or aragonite are two of the best grounding stones, can be even more effective. Both feng shui and Reiki are all about balance, external as well as internal. Again, combining techniques can increase the balancing power of both practices. Feng shui seeks to balance the five elements, earth, water, wood, fire, and metal, to achieve harmony. If one element is lacking or found in excess in a person's environment, they will be out of balance with negative effects in various aspects of their life. Reiki seeks to balance a person's energy through balancing the chakras. Again, if the chakras are out of balance, a person's life is out of balance. And this also includes the meridians and et cetera in Reiki. In some cases, adding an element, a metal vase or bracelet, would balance both the chakras and the elements to achieve overall balance. Peaceful spaces. Meditation is a big part of Reiki. And a lot of people don't realize that, but it is. It's a very big part of Reiki, and it's part of a daily Reiki practice. For Reiki practitioners, a peaceful space makes for a better meditation experience, and this goes for everyone else as well. Regular meditation can in turn make for a more peaceful space. One of the main tenets of feng shui is eliminating clutter. Clutter makes spaces very noisy and certainly less than peaceful. Through Reiki practice, meditation, and decluttering the world around you becomes more peaceful, which in turn promotes spiritual growth, healing, relaxation, prosperity, and happiness. Energy flow. Finally, both Reiki and Feng Shui promote the flow of energy and the removal of energy blockages on the physical, emotional, and spiritual planes. Reiki can be used to clear the energy flow in a room, as well as a person's body or auras. And using feng shui to remove blockages in a person's environment will benefit their personal energy as well. This is a basic overview of some of the ways Reiki and Feng Shui can be used together. Everyone's situation is different, and research, experimentation, and working with others who regularly use Reiki and or Feng Shui can help us to achieve the desired results. There are also several wonderful online forums where you can receive remote Reiki healing, as well as ongoing support as you continue to improve your life and the world around you. Now, another aspect of Reiki is the three diamonds. And here's the elemental aspect again. We have earth energy, the first diamond. And earth energy is stored in your hara, which is your body center, which is 2 to 3 inches below your navel. A lot of people think and are under the impression that their solar plexus chakra, which is right below your stomach, a little bit below your stomach, above the navel, everyone is thinking that that is where your energy center is. Not there, below the navel. And in this hara, this energy center, your original energy is stored. This is the energy that you are born with, the energy that is the essence of your life and that gives you your life's purpose. The original energy is not only the energy you receive from your parents when you are conceived, but most importantly, it is the energetic connection between you and the universal life force. The second diamond is heavenly energy. This is the energy connected with your spirit. When you are connected with the center, you may see colors, or you might have or develop psychic ability. It is important for you not to become unbalanced and keep yourself centered. If you can use this energy in a balanced way, you can see beyond the immediate. This is the symbolic energetic center for heaven key or heaven energy. Next, we have heart energy. The energy in this center is connected with emotions. It is human energy connected with the human experience. Through this center, you learn your life's processes. From childhood through to adulthood and back to being a child. When you are a child, you're without experience. And as you grow older, you become a child with experience. This is the symbolic energetic center or heart key. The three diamonds of earth key, heaven key, and heart key are at the foundation of the system of Reiki. They are also at the crux of many facets of Japanese culture, religion, and philosophy. A diamond is often used as an analogy of the self in Buddhism. Each and every day, a practitioner polishes the diamond by performing his or her practice. This is a constant task for humans who, in this earthly realm, attract dirt, becoming muddy and tarnished, negative energy, etc. A diamond is so sharp that it can cut through almost anything humanity attaches itself to, bringing back the true essence of life as seen in the perfection of a sparkling diamond. And speaking of Reiki, I'm going to now be sending those of you who are listening at this moment some distance Reiki to help you all with whatever you may be going through, whatever your needs are on the emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. Please accept this distance healing, and I hope that it helps you. In love, light, and healing. Just sit back and enjoy. We'll all be back. And hello again, we are back. I hope all of you enjoyed that lovely Hanshazeshan and distance healing break we just had. I enjoyed sending Reiki to you all, and I hope you're feeling a bit relaxed and revitalized and refreshed as we go on with our topic for this evening, Reiki and Feng Shui. Yes. Why would a Reiki person use Feng Shui? Why would a Feng Shui person use Reiki? Well, I've had a great interest in holistic healing all my life. And the main use for Feng Shui is to create healthy and invigorating environments for people. This helps them to be more successful in life. And I think Reiki and Feng Shui people have a lot in common, as well as differences. I hope you can embrace the different modalities here and how they work. The mutual benefits, how Reiki and Feng Shui benefit each other while remaining distinct in their own life, are outlined in the next few things I'm going to be discussing here. Reiki people can use Feng Shui to create healing environments, to position the couch diagonally opposite the door with its back to a solid wall or screen, to give the treatment room natural light, avoid synthetic materials wherever possible, space clear your treatment room regularly, and there are formulas for finding the most revitalizing area of a room. This is a good spot for the practitioner or client to sit in when you're having a discussion with your clients, possibly. I know many people who come to my home for Reiki treatment or counseling sessions or what have you, crystal treatments, and everyone says the same thing. Can I just come and sit here? Can I come visit you and just sit here for like an hour? This is when I'm doing my intake. This is in the living room when we're sitting there taking the intake. And then when I take them into the treatment room and start the Reiki, then most people slip off my table like limp noodles. And I'm so happy because it shows that I've totally relaxed them. I've done my job. And it's a great experience. You can also use Feng Shui to help clients relax. Relaxation is the basis of recuperation, of healing. It's not something that's a fashionable extra. A body and mind that is on the edge from intrusive or unsettling surroundings cannot accept the full flow of energy and is less open to good advice about self-help. Avoid hanging busy abstract pictures, mystic accessories, and lists of symptoms in your treatment area. Ensure privacy by keeping the home well away from the treatment room. To create a positive professional feel, that attracts clients, have an obvious, neat and attractive front door. If working away from home, make it clear what to do when clients arrive. Use a simple symmetrical logo on your brochure. Keep some curves and empty space in the layout and use 60% of warm colors. To stay fresh and energized yourself, space clear and clutter clear the treatment area regularly. Wipe down flat work surfaces with clean, tepid water. When the room seems underpowered, keep a personal symbol of spiritual strength somewhere you can see it and have a small morning ritual around it to keep you connected. If you have a statue of Buddha or Kuan Yin, it should be placed in a quiet corner of the room. higher than eye level with its back to a solid wall or with a flat surface behind it. So that's how Reiki people can use Feng Shui. Feng Shui people, on the other hand, can use Reiki thusly. To compensate for a missing Bagua sector, sit a heavy planter at the spot where the house walls should have met if it were a regular shape. Find a chunk of unpolished rose quartz, cleanse it, and empower it with Reiki. Ask it to create and energize the missing area. Bury it in the planter with a heavy evergreen and some seasonal flowers on top. Remember to distance. Cleanse it at intervals. To deal with geopathic stress or poor quality earth energy, sometimes it's possible to regularly cleanse and invigorate a room with using Reiki alone. I've seen this done where the room sits over underground water, which has a draining effect on the occupants. It's better to divert the water, but sometimes this isn't practical. The procedure may have to be repeated at intervals. To space clear a room after an illness or emotional trauma, Reiki can be used on its own or with other space clearing equipment. Examples are singing bowls, smudging, incense. This should be done after the room is cleaned and clutter cleared. Now, because I practice in my home and I have Reiki people coming in and out and counseling people in and out, there's a lot of energy flowing and going through here. So I do all of the above several times a week. There's sage that's always being burned. There's other, you know, incense that's being burned. I adore burning Palo Santo, which is a resin. Dragon's blood resin is also lovely and wonderful for clearing space. I myself take many salt baths to, you know, get rid of any negativity picked up. And the house is just kept clear and clean, not just Mr. Spick and Span clean, but clean and clear energetically all the time, at all times. It's part of what I do. It's part of my own personal practice, and it's also my own occupational practice. So we like to keep the space clear and clean. To dedicate a home shrine that celebrates family or important events, or to create a moving in ceremony or strengthen the heart of the home, Reiki, in this case, can be used to magnify the healing energy in the central or family area of the home or the main door and hallway. To protect the front door from sources of sha, which is unhelpful energy, when no physical barrier is appropriate, or as well as physical barrier, sha might be from a busy road, an unpleasant sight across the road, or something tall or pointed that faces your front door. When people learn Reiki healing, they normally only practice it for self-healing or to heal other people. But there are different ways we can use Reiki to help support healing and balance. Not only can it help with your meditation practice, whether you are a beginner or experienced, but it can also be useful to clear the energy of a home or workplace. You may have heard about Feng Shui, where you can use your awareness of energy to choose colors, objects, and placement of rooms and items for the best energy, or qi, or ki, to flow through the home or business. Also, to attract wellness, abundance, and happiness. Reiki can be a very useful tool to help you do this as well. Clearing out the old energy of arguments, helping meetings at work to flow with ease, and helping to release blockages in your home as well as your life. Reiki is an excellent tool to help clear energy that is heavy, stagnant, or uncomfortable in your home or workplace. Clearing your home. The first level of Reiki teaches you how to use the power symbol of Reiki. Well, in my lineage, it's the second level where you learn this, which has cleansing and charging properties. This is simple to use, and you can clear the energy of a room where there have been arguments or bad news, where there are accidents or people breaking things, where electrical equipment is faulty, in bedrooms to help aid more peaceful sleep, in bathrooms. Now, bathrooms, known in feng shui, carry negative energy. In feng shui, you always put the toilet seat and the top down. Never leave the toilet open. Moving into a new home to clear the energy of the previous occupants, where it feels heavier and comfortable. You do not need to be a feng shui expert. Just simply work with the Reiki healing energy for the purpose of healing and cleansing and charging. It's an excellent step to Reiki the space in your home after a spring cleaning as well. Clearing the workspace. Reiki healing can also be used in the workspace. Healing ethics prevent you from directing healing energy to someone without their permission, but Reiki healing can help clear a room of any tension, either pre or post meeting. If you know people are going to be having a meeting and the subject matter is a little tense or you know, could lead to some argument, feel free to draw the Reiki power symbol in there and clear the energy in the room so that the people in the meeting are walking into a clear space. I would Reiki when I worked outside the home and I worked in an office. I worked in a cubicle. I would clear my cubicle and then I would draw the power symbol to keep any negative energy out of there. So whatever was floating around the office, negative energy-wise, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on at the office water cooler and the gossip and who's fighting with their co-cubicle person or who's fighting with their boss. You don't want that energy flowing down the hall to where you are. You certainly don't want to absorb that energy. So protection for using Reiki can be used in the home. It can be visualized at the front and back doors, on the windows, in offices. You can surround yourself, as I said, in Reiki healing energy so you don't pick up other people's tension, fear, drama, whatever. If you're already attuned to Reiki, then simply set your intention with the power symbol and let the energy flow into the place where the energy is to be cleared. The energy may feel heavy to begin with at first, and you'll notice your hands are warm. Then the sensations will gently stop. It's also a nice part of the cleansing to light a candle. You don't necessarily have to do that, though, but if you can, do. Feng Shui experts suggest you physically clean and clear clutter to help your home energetically, so you could do this before you do the healing. And y'all know, if you've ever had more stuff than you can handle, it's not easy maneuvering the room in your home where you have the most clutter. It's certainly not easy maneuvering around a home that's chock full of clutter. Think Collier Brothers. I mean, when they walked into the Colliers' home, they couldn't even step one foot in front of the other. There was clutter floor to ceiling, wall to wall. And that does not make for a healthy living environment. For therapists, it's an easy and excellent way to clean a room before your next client. And like I said, I do a lot of counseling work, and I always clear the energy in the room when one client leaves so that the new client coming into the next appointment walks into a clean and clear sacred healing space. At work, you could simply think about the Reiki energy clearing the room before meetings. If you're attuned to Reiki 2, you can send positive Reiki healing in advance of the meetings to the actual meeting so that they will go more smoothly. Reiki has many uses, and while it is and always will be an excellent self-healing tool for helping others, it can work effectively in creating a more balanced, peaceful environment to help you and your family and work colleagues de-stress. We all want to be in a good place where there's no stress. We all want to be relaxed, enjoying the energy to flow, and keep balance. You know, sometimes we all are one, so keeping your balance and helping everyone around you maintain their balance is key. And I've been using Reiki for the past 12, 13 years. I've been teaching Reiki for 11 years. I think it's a wonderful practice that I'm sure many of you have heard me say. I believe that the practice should be used with other modalities. And it's all about energy. I mean, you know, when a chiropractor is working on you, he is basically clearing whatever blockages you have. If you sit at a desk all day, you work, you're throwing your spine out of alignment. And the chiropractor helps you get it back into alignment, which is getting it balanced again, because we all throw our spines out of whack with what we do, whether it's work, play, day-to-day activities. And right after the chiropractor, it brings to mind a massage therapist, do the same thing. Sometimes everything gets messed up. Your muscles combine with your bones and the sinew in between and everything, and you just need them. You need that release. So you get a massage. And those of you who have had a massage, I'm sure you would agree with me that after you have a massage, you feel absolutely wonderful. Same thing when you finish with a Reiki session, Reiki treatment, you feel absolutely wonderful. You never realized exactly how out of balance you were, huh? So all of these different energy balancing modalities work together to bring a peaceful, balanced life. And more than, and I know everybody is thinking about it, it's things that are important. Things that are important is money, and things that are important is love, and things that are important is, I don't even think most people realize how wellness and good health, how important those things are. I feel more people are more focused on money and love. It's not that they're not important, but we have to get it in perspective. You know, the most important thing is wellness. And one very big contributing factor to wellness is peace of mind. I always say peace of mind is more important than love or money, because peace of mind helps you to relax. It helps you to feel free. You don't, when you have worries, you feel like you have a 1,000-pound iron on top of you that is just weighing you down and oppressing you, and you can't do anything. And then you get depressed. You start to worry. You start to anger. You start to get depressed. And you start to tighten up and tense up, and in your body and your auric fields, nothing is flowing. You're just one big tight ball of mess. So the more things you can incorporate into your life, or the more modalities you can incorporate into your life that will bring you peace, harmony, balance, well-being, the richer a person you will be. And if you're looking for love, my advice is start with you. Love starts with you, and love starts from within. So many people are miserable because they don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife. That's not what love is about. Love is about centering yourself, finding balance within yourself, and through that, finding a connection with Source, finding a connection with the divine, with nature, because therein you find all of these elements: earth, air, fire, water, metal. And immersing yourself in the source of the elements is where you will find true love and true balance. You know, it sounds simplistic, but actually it really is. We as humans kind of delude ourselves thinking we are of a higher intellect and we know it all, and we've learned it all, and we know what it's about. And then we go off and we try and prove this to everybody else to feed our ego. And it really is so simple. We've complicated our lives. With all of the wars going on and everything, we're complicating everyone else's life instead of working toward oneness. And we got to get off this merry-go-round. We all are one, and we should be working together to a unity, a harmony, toward world peace, toward world love. And in those things, that's where we find true love, true wellness, and true balance. So I would like to thank everyone for listening this evening. I hope it has helped you. I hope you will embrace learning more about Reiki and learning more about Feng Shui and other healing modalities as well that are centered around balance and healing, because, like we said, it's all about balance. Next week on Violet Reiki Radio, my guest is going to be Janet Emmert. She is a Reiki Master Practitioner, teacher, and energy coach. And Janet also does a lot of work with animal Reiki. And I love the way animals respond to Reiki. And I love the way animals just instinctively want to give Reiki. They're almost like natural born Reiki practitioners. I know my cats love to help out in the Reiki room. They love to give Reiki. They come in, you know, my last baby, Rascal, he was a Reiki practitioner. And my newest baby, Pasht, she loves giving Reiki. And they're rather good at it. So next week, we're going to have Janet here, and we'll discuss all kinds of Reiki. And until then, I wish everyone lots of love, light, and healing. See you next week.
Thank you.